presentation is to look at the issue of whether urban barbershops enrolled in the Prostate Nets Barbershop Initiative successfully are reaching and educating minority patrons about prostate cancer. My collaborators are at the New Jersey Medical School at UMDNJ in New Jersey, and Virgil Simons, who's the founder of the Prostate Net. First, some background information. Why would we want to do this? Well, there are tremendous prostate cancer disparities. If you compare in the U.S. using age-adjusted prostate cancer data rates, you can see that the incidence rate ratio is 1.6-fold higher in blacks than whites, and mortality is an astounding 2.4 times higher in blacks than whites. 24% of African Americans, but only 10% of whites, live below the poverty level, and it was also our belief that particularly people living below the poverty level and people with low socioeconomic status, low education attainment, would be in particular need of additional information. We want to be able to know, was there a way to reach out to those people? The ProstateNet is a national patient education advocacy organization founded by Virgil Simons, a prostate cancer survivor, who had found that lack of knowledge, particularly in minority communities, was an essential problem they felt needed to be remedied. He had extensive background and knowledge of marketing, and that facilitated his development of some innovative approaches in outreach. So I have a barbershop, an issue that could be a catalyst for change in communication, report card. The barbershop initiative was established by the Prostate Net. Barbers are enlisted as the frontline community-based lay health educators. Many of you have probably seen the movie Barbershop or Barbershop 2. Well, in part, that's a reality that the barbers in those neighborhoods really do serve a community service. People do hang out. They do chat. And so part of the idea was to enlist those barbers in a health promotion project. It was organized by involving healthcare centers, which would be responsible for recruiting and training barbers. The medical centers provide free prostate cancer screening to the patients who are referred by the participating barbers. And the barbers earn public recognition and community goodwill. And we have a set of manuals which are available on the ProstateNet website, which discusses in great detail. There are a number of promotional brochures which have been developed and which are then provided at the barbershops. And this lists some of the types of things that are done. We have many of the details there at the ProstateNet on the web. Why barbershops? Well, historically viewed in black communities as a safe place for conversations about sensitive matters. They were among the first businesses established in growing black communities. Barbers are respected entrepreneurs in black communities. Barbers already are aware of health issues as they are trained in observing hair and skin condition as well as possible disease symptoms. Disadvantage of other possible locations, medical centers, because we found that there has been limited participation. Sporting events, screening is just not a priority for attendees. Churches, attendance is not universal. It's clearly a very useful mode for health promotion, but we feel that does not reach all elements of the community, and we need to look at other possible avenues. We also added to the overall concept of barbershop a wired barbershop with what we call the Knowledge Net. At selected barbershops, we have installed computer workstation kiosks with content that are provided by the Knowledge Net. The Prostate Net's initiatives provide multimedia educational resources on prostate cancer and ultimately other diseases. We see this really as a model for our health promotion. There are three cities where we had wired barbershops set up included for this analysis, and they were Chicago, Hartford, and Atlanta. Expansion to other cities is in progress. And the kiosks support and encourage IRB-approved voluntary anonymous surveys of participating patrons. So this did go through IRB review and approval. And there is an online, for example, consent form, which is really an introductory letter on the page that people read through, and then they need to consent through that process to get forward. The surveys are, however, anonymous. We had 580 men who were over age 30 who completed surveys in Chicago, roughly equally distributed between the three cities between February 2006 and September 2007. Data from women and younger men were specifically not collected, in part because for participation in the survey, you would get a free haircut. We had limited resources. We wanted to target this to the group which is at highest risk, which was start to occur in men was appropriate for disseminating information. Respondents receiving the survey received a certificate for a free haircut from that barbershop. Looking at the background of who actually responded, you can see that 88% were black. We had a limited number of Hispanic participants. That all was anticipated given the location of where these barbershops were. The initial focus was in urban areas with a large black male population. As you can see, about roughly equally distributed between our three cities. And who reported receiving prostate cancer information? Some of the information we obtained from this voluntary survey. Nearly three-quarters of the survey completers reported getting prostate cancer information in the barbershop. Younger respondents, we were surprised to discover, were more likely to report getting information in the barbershop. The p-value is statistically significant, and if you look on the line which says, got information, yes, you can see it was 84% among those 30 to 39, 71.7% those 40 to 49, 69% 50 to 59, and 65% of those 60-plus. A little surprising, but we have some explanations for that data. We also found that those who are less well-educated were somewhat more likely to report getting information in the barbershop. Statistically significant p-value. The differences are not huge, but it shows that we are getting penetration into exactly the group that we wanted. We were very careful in developing the material in terms of cultural sensitivity and language issues in terms of being appropriate and trying to have things understandable for the population we wanted to reach. Among those who reported receiving prostate cancer information, those who did not include a health provider among their sources of prostate cancer information in the past year were more likely to get information in the barbershop. Highly statistically significant, but think about that for a moment. If you're already gaining information from your healthcare provider, you don't need to get it certainly from the barbershop when there's only this one wired kiosk there. So this was what we expected to see and was likely. It also raises, of course, the issue of confounding. Those men who are older are those who are more likely to already have prostate conditions to see a doctor. And so therefore it would be very important in this type of analysis to do a stratified analysis in order to examine it. And so if you look then at whether you got information in the barbershop versus whether you got information from a healthcare provider or not, you see that data displayed. And of the 436 respondents reported receiving information in the barbershop, that subset, 80% mentioned barber as an information source. So the barber was indeed conveying very important information as a lay communicator, just as we had hoped. 41% mentioned the brochures and printed information. We had a separate kiosk and information that we ran into some problems in the barbershops, by the way. One place in one barbershop, they put it with the magazines. You weren't supposed to take magazines. People thought you couldn't take the brochures. So we had to correct that problem. We wanted them to take those brochures. 15% mentioned other information from the computer. So although they had access to a wide variety of information on that computer kiosk, what they were telling us was that the barbers themselves were actually providing great information to them. That was very helpful because we set up these wide barbershops to help monitor what was going on, to give us an index of what was happening in many other barbershops, of which there were hundreds participating in the program, to see whether or not this might be working. 14% mentioned a health presentation. We had things set up between the medical care centers and the barbershops that we would have people come do specific planned presentations at the barbershop. That was done with central coordination from my office and from the ProstateNet in developing specific materials. That still needs more work in terms of, I think, getting people to come to them, but some people were attending it and reporting back on them. Of the 75% who reported learning something on the day of the survey about prostate cancer, 98% indicated they would share what they learned. Very important, because we were really trying to reach out to get people to talk in the community. And they said, yes, we're going to. 72% they'd share the information with family, 76% with friends, 52% with co-workers, and 20% with leaders and church officials. So they were going to talk to their people they knew, which was our aim, and we were very happy to see that. So briefly, in terms of conclusions, I think the barbershop initiative is successfully educating some traditionally hard-to-reach high-risk populations, particularly effective among those less knowledgeable about prostate cancer, namely those who are less well-educated and those who have not learned a bit from a healthcare provider already. But they do support, I think, continuation of this initiative and expansion to other conditions where underserved urban minorities need to be better reached. And also, this type of methodology, we're doing a selected group of reportings where you're putting your outreach program to try to see what's happening, is indeed an effective use in the internet age to learn this information. And the information about barbershops has certainly been spreading. Even Leno got it in this cartoon. I thought it would be fun for us as you're entering into a question and answer session. Thank you.